Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Ms. Cassandra Freeman. Cassandra, why don't you take it from here?
All right. Hello, everyone. I tell you, it is such a privilege and an honor to join you today. And my name, of course, is Cassandra Freeman. I am the owner and founder of Thoughtful Inspirations. I help women and families to never give up on their dreams, their talents, their goals, anything they want to do in life, I'm there. And I show them that they can make their goals happen and that never giving up is a journey and that they can stay motivated and ultimately live an inspired life. And I really know that this is my life's mission because whenever I hear people's dreams or about the things that they love to do in life or that they crave to do in life, that they dream about all the time, even, you know, to the point of not being able to sleep sometimes, but the just ideas are bursting, something ignites inside of me and stirs up, and I just have to do something to help or to say something to help. So I started off just providing encouragement to people and giving them thoughtful gifts that accelerated their purpose, and that's actually where the name Thoughtful Inspirations came from, because people were inspired by my words, whether it was in person, in email, online, with my Facebook group Inspire, and creations that I would make towards their dreams. So if you ask any one of my fans or friends, they will be sure to tell you that the creations that I've made inspire them to never give up and to move forward and make their dreams happen. And as a result of not giving up on my own dream of making a business and helping women and families to never give up, I have created my own success story. I'm the author of Study Skills for Parents, How to Study with Kids Around. And I know that you guys are doing a lot of that. You know, the kids are in school, and maybe you're in school, or maybe you're studying for work and doing work for work. So a lot of you guys know about studying skills for parents, having to study with kids around. And I also wrote the book, Never Give Up, Steps to Dream Fulfillment. I'm the creator of the renowned Make It Happen e-class, as well as a conglomerate of other classes. It's all about the journey, how to stay motivated, academic inspirations, as well as some other classes soon to become Inspiration Academy, teaching you how to grow your never give up mindset. And I'm super excited about Inspiration Academy because it's about taking inspiration and the never give up mindset to the whole new level and creating personalized inspirations and customized for you, for the individual. So I'm super excited about that. I've also had the pleasure of helping many women, men, and families achieve their goals and their dreams. I've helped people become pharmacists and authors of several books, entrepreneurs, pilots, change careers, make major moves. And I just had one client who's taking my It's All About the Journey e-class to begin her singing career. And something I always tell my audience, as well as you guys, is that I love your dreams as much as you do, and that's because I do. I mean, I just go all in. I give you all I've got so that you can give your dreams all you've got. So I'm extremely thankful to work with you all and such great people in general. And just some housekeeping things. I want you to make sure that you try to stay to the end because I have some great bonuses in store for you today. And also to make sure you share your aha moments and quotes and notes online on Twitter, on Facebook, using the hashtag MotivateKids. You can tag me in them. On Facebook, you can tag me as Thoughtfully Inspired. And then Twitter, you can tag me as Cassandra Free M and the number 5. This way I can connect with you easily online, and when you do, I can, of course, give you a shout out and retweet you, and we can continue our talk on social media, which is always great. And that way, instead of us chatting here, we can actually have a great individual conversation online, which is wonderful. So now for our topic for today, how to kick this year into high gear and motivate kids to learn. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to give you 6 tips on how to do that. But first, I want to mention something. I want to get this out. A lot of parents ask, how do you get excited about the school year? I mean, I'm thinking, okay, about these school supplies. I got to get all these school supplies. And I'm thinking, got to get extra school supplies now. And I got multiple kids and got homework with the kids every day after school. We got activities. How on earth do you get excited about that, you know? And what I tell people, here's the answer. Are you listening? Okay. So here's what it is. You have to make learning a way of life and be excited about it. You have to put it in the core of who you are and make the conscious choice to make learning a part of your everyday, every awakening thought, and always be thankful for it. So that brings me to tip number one. You have to make learning a part of your life every day, because kids need to know the value of learning and that they can apply what they've learned, okay? So I'm going to give you two ways that you can make learning a part of your daily lives, and these work amazingly. We do it in our home all the time, and I actually talk about a few of these examples in my book, Study Skills for Parents, How to Study with Kids Around. So the first one I'm going to talk about is pop quizzes. Kids, I'm not talking about the, you know, pop quiz in school where, you know, you have to fill in the blank or whatever. I mean pop quizzes all throughout their day, all throughout their life. I pop quiz on my kids all throughout their day. Maybe it's at dinner, maybe it's after an activity. Maybe it's when the moment they step out of the shower, I say, pop quiz, what's the answer to this question? And they love it. They start even asking me, Mom, are you going to pop quiz me? You haven't pop quiz me in a while. They crave that type of thing, right? They get excited about it. And soon you'll get excited about it, too, because they're going to learn and they're going to be excited about it. And soon you're going to be high-fiving each other saying, yes, you got it. But let me tell you what's great about this is that what's amazing is that not necessarily when you pop quiz them, but when they pop quiz you. And that is what I love about Study Skills for Parents, the book, because it talks to you about involving your kids in your study processes. An example of this is when you're studying and or you're doing work and your child comes up to you and says, what are you doing? Instead of repelling them and, you know, saying, I'll be there in a moment, go sit down, you can bring them close and say, here's what I'm looking at. Here's what I'm studying. Take the time to explain it to them. Because what happens is they learn because you're explaining it to them on their level. And then you learn because you are teaching them and you're starting to understand that you do understand what you're learning, that you can teach it, and that you do learn it. So what I do, for example, when I am learning a subject, say, for instance, I'm studying anatomy. I'll teach them maybe different scientific terms that I'm learning, and then I'll say, okay, so you can pop quiz me on maybe the elbow and the knee, the medical terms for that. And what they will do is they won't do it right then. They have to wait for time to pass. They take like a day, maybe a week, sometimes even, you know, weeks or days, and then they come and they ask me. And they love to pop quiz you. I'm telling you, they love it. And it creates such a great environment of learning in the house, and it creates that hype that you love. Now, four of the reasons why pop quizzes are great, especially when they pop quiz you, is that they understand that mommy and daddy are learning too. They say, wow, you know, learning doesn't stop because mommy and daddy are still learning. Then they learn that learning takes place outside of school too. And they also learn that they have to exercise what they learn so that it sticks in their minds, right? It goes from short-term to long-term memory. They learn how to respond when they get something right, right? They learn that I probably shouldn't be too boastful, that I'd be thankful that I learned something great. And then they learn what to do when they get something wrong, so they don't have to get upset with themselves or beat themselves up. They can say, wow, you know, I really need to work on that. I got that question wrong 3 times and mommy's pop quiz me and it's still wrong. So by watching you, they learn how to respond to those type of things. Next, another way to make learning a part of your daily life are application moments. And my favorite way to teach kids to apply what they've learned is when I'm running errands. I know this sounds surprising because a lot of times we're thinking, I got to get this done, I got to get this done. We're not thinking, this is a teaching moment, this is a teaching moment. But when you run errands or even when you travel, make it a geography or social studies lesson. A great example of this is when, say, you're riding down the street and you, I'm sure that you guys see the little vote for me signs. I use that as a tool to teach the kids. You know, I'll ask, oh, well, what did that sign say? They'll tell me it says vote for such and such, maybe for governor or something. And I'll ask another question. Oh, I wonder who's the governor now or who's the vice president now? And I'll ask them questions like that. And soon it becomes this huge conversation and things start to click. And so, oh, man, my teacher taught me that because such and such is the president or such and such is the secretary of state. And before you know it, you're having a conversation about the real world. And I'm going to tell you, kids love to feel like they're having grown-up conversations, to feel like they're, you know, big people. And that is wonderful because it makes it a part, it makes learning a part of their daily lives, but it also excites them. And it always keeps everybody excited to learn. But an important thing to remember with making learning a part of your daily life is understanding that it's going to take time. It takes time and it takes thought and it takes a lot of patience to learn despite busyness. And a lot of times we have to step outside of ourselves, outside of our exhaustion, outside of, I need to do this right now. I can't deal with that. And when we step aside and say, you know what? Come here. Let me teach you something. That's where the real magic happens. So that was number one. Number two, show your child activities in their field of interest or talent. So this one basically pertains to the activities that your child tells you that they are interested in, which I'm sure a lot of you, if you guys have children out there, you know that they're going to tell you a lot of things. I'm giggling because I can hear my kids in my head saying, I want to do this, 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 this. And before you know it, they've named 20 activities. And I'm like, whoa, let's split this up a little bit. Let's do some right now and some later. So, of course, you can narrow down that list. And I want to inspire you, too, to also include yourself in there, too, to get involved with their activity. Maybe you're interested, too. Or show them your interest. Show them what you're interested in. Take lessons yourself. You know, a lot of us think we don't have time, you know, to go to a location, but you can bring someone to your house on your downtime. You can also take virtual lessons. That's also an option. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little secret. A few years ago, I participated. Well, no, I didn't participate. I went to the music store, and I told them, I said, well, I'd like some information about your piano lessons. So the guy gave me the information, and he was telling me about the program. And he says, well, who are the lessons for? Are they, you know, how old are your kids? And I said, oh, they're actually not for my kids. They're for me. And you can see it. His face got a little shocked. And he was like, oh, wow, good for you at your age. And, okay, for one, I'm thinking, really, at my age? Okay, thanks for that. But in the same thing, I'm thinking, yeah, good for me. Good for me for trying to learn something that I'm interested in, right? But my point is that when your child tells you something they're interested in, they are already hype about it, and they want you to be hype, too. So step away from yourself sometimes and say, you know what, let's do it. Let's do it. You know, you don't necessarily have to invest tons of money. Just start off small until they grow in that interest. I'll tell you another example. My son, Jonathan, he was interested in art early on when he was little. So what I did was I created a kids' voting poll when I think it was a national election. I can't remember. It might have been a community election. But we did a kids' voting poll in our home. Well, I told Jonathan, I said, Jonathan, we're going to do a kids' voting poll. You're going to be in charge of the arts. And she said you want to be interested in art and wanted to learn more. So he created the voting here signs. He created the ballots of the actual people that we were voting for in the nation, the adults were. Then he created little IDs. I don't want to say fake IDs because that sounds illegal, but he just, you know, drew a little happy face with their name on it. He might have put their birth date on it. And then he did a thank you for voting sticker with some tape on the back. And we did the voting poll for the kids. And actually, I was going to say you can also, I think I have pictures on my Facebook page, Cassandra Deanna Freeman. And you can go up there and you can look at our voting poll pictures. But they came and, you know, I sat at the desk and asked them for the information. They gave it to me and they went to their cubicle. My son Joshua, he did the engineering part of the cubicles because he was interested in engineering. And they voted. And basically what that told me was that you can show them how to use their interests for the real world and not pay enormous amounts of money, but they can do it right in the home. But as I said before, it takes patience, time, and thoughtfulness. Number three, look for moments where your child is in the zone and look for ways to increase the likelihood of that happening again. That will definitely keep you excited about your year. And what in the zone means is that your child latches onto something that causes them to be focused and passionate. So basically when they're doing whatever they're doing, that nothing else matters. So they are focused. They are driven. It's kind of like what we were talking about before I started talking, that sometimes you just get lost in your work and you don't even realize what time it is. That's what happens when kids are in the zone doing something. And I'll use my son Jonah as an example, because when he is doing math, he is in the zone. He is working on those problems that his teacher gave him. Then he's working on creating new problems for himself to do. And he's going to be sitting there for hours and hours and hours at hand. And then when he's done being in the zone, well, not done being in the zone, when he's done with the problems he created, he's looking up to us for additional problems. Like, can I have some more problems? Can you tell me some more problems? And then he'll go right back in the zone. So look for ways that you can increase that happening again. Maybe look for contests, fundraisers, activities at school, activities in the community, even activities at home. A lot of times for math, he's the go-to person that I go to for math. Like if I have a math problem, I'll say, hey, Jonah, I'm cooking something. Come help me understand the servings. And he'll come over. I mean, I don't always use Jonah, but a lot of times I will, just because I know he likes the extra math problems. So he'll just come and we'll do that. So look for ways to maximize those moments where they're in the zone. And you will be amazed that the more you do it, every year they'll get better and more advanced, and they'll become an expert at whatever that task is. It's so amazing to watch. Number four, understand their learning style. And I want to say this is probably one of the most important things to keep and maintain that hype for the year. Be receptive on how they learn and how you learn, because that's important too. And understand what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. Because when you're not learning in your learning style, no matter who you are, it can be extremely frustrating. And I will use myself as an example. So I'm the type of person that I learn by seeing visual things. I like to see instructions. I like to see pictures, charts, visual representations of things. That's how I learn best. Now, if someone gave me instructions for something and they spoke it out and it was complex, like it involved 10 steps or something, like, hey, I want you to go downstairs. I want you to move this, move that, do this, do that. I mean, if they gave me like 5 or 10 steps, I would say, okay, you're going to have to repeat that for me a few times because I didn't catch it. But you can imagine if that's just one instance, if I continued, say I'm in an adult class right now, or if even as a little girl, if someone was constantly giving me instructions like that, you can imagine how frustrating it would be if they did not repeat their instructions and I'm sitting there confused, like, I don't know what to do. So it's so important to understand how your kids learn, how you learn, how your friends learn, so that when it comes to communicating and to learning, that it can be so much more exhilarating and exciting, and you can be your best at learning, and so can they. It really maximizes the excitement and maximizes the learning, and it makes them eager for more, because when something becomes I want to say, natural. It makes it easier to digest, right? Number five, use hands-on activities. This is major for making your year always exciting and making kids stay motivated, because using your hands-on activities is great for any age group, from little babies, you know, that are always messing with their toys or their teething toys too, to adults. And I'll say even the teens want in, and I'll say that they can definitely be a different flavor of ice cream sometimes, if you know what I'm saying. But even the teens will do hands-on activities. My son, he's a sophomore right now, and I told him, I said, I teach him how to cook. And I said, I need you to know how to cook because, for one, you know, I'm going to need you to not survive on cereal and peanut butter and jelly for the rest of your life. And for two, I'm going to need you to not do a Cleo Huxtable and come in the house and steal food for dinner, because we're going to need that. So I'm going to need you to learn how to cook. But we really maximize that time that we cook. You know, we talk about the math in it, the servings, how to add servings and take away servings. Maybe we don't need all that. Maybe we talk about the chemistry of it. We talk about how different seasonings interact with each other. Some mask each other. Some work really well together. We talk about the science of it, the mixtures and everything, mixing something dry versus mixing something that's liquid together. And it really just allows him, especially because he's learning different things on this level, it allows him to merge everything he's learning and have a few aha moments himself, like, wow, you know, I think we talked about that in chemistry class. I said, yes, that's exactly what it is. And that's how you can apply it to your life. Number six, make educational places the new family hangout. And this can be so much fun. You can make theaters, museums, libraries. And I'm going to tell you, when you begin to show them that educational places are a part of the family, they really do want to go. At first, they might be like, why are we going here? But the more you create that habit, the more you maintain the excitement throughout the year, throughout the summer, all the time. And I'll use the library for an example. When my kids first started going to the library, I would say for the first maybe 1 or 2 months, they were really more attracted to the computer games at first. Like, oh, I'm going to do the computer game. Okay. But you will find that the educational things become attractive to them. They naturally become attracted to them. And then you start understanding what your child really likes about the place. You start seeing them go to maybe the ice sculptures, or to different types of paintings in a certain era, or you see them go to different books. For my kids, I recognize that some like science experiments and some like anime. And you recognize that in them. You recognize that they like to ask questions to figure things out, or if they prefer to think to themselves. And it's so wonderful, because ultimately they show you what motivates them and what gets them excited. And then you get involved too, and you're like, wow, yeah, we can do that. That's awesome. We can read that together. So, wow, we have went through a ton of tips today. I hope you enjoyed them all. So I'm going to close with, I want you to succeed today. So I need to go ahead and give you this information about the discount for the Make It Happen course and the free family goals chart. So let me tell you about these things. The family goals chart is super effective because it helps you break your family's goals down from months into weeks and even into days. And you can track the monthly progress, which is great, so you can show how your family is keeping up with their dream big initiatives for the year. My family and I use it every year to write down our goals, and it really changes our lives and improves and upgrades it. You know, I think our goals this year are like eat healthier. My son's playing soccer. He wants to get on the soccer team, so he's becoming a better soccer player. My other son, he's going to be driving, so that's one of his goals. But we improve our lives every year, and I see it changing. It's so remarkable, guys. So I want you to get that for free today. And also the Make It Happen course is amazing because you can change your family's mindset no matter what the circumstance, and you can learn to make your dreams happen using what you've got. So you can download your family goals chart anytime for free. texting this message, love my family, with no spaces, to the number 22828. That message again is love my family with no spaces to the number 22828. And the code to the Make It Happen e-class that you can download is, you can use the code Make It Happen, and you will get the discount. I mean, I think it's like an 80% discount on the Make It Happen e-class. You can get it for like $29 today, and that goes on to, I think, October 1st. So you can get the Make It Happen e-class with the Make It Happen code, and you can download your free goals chart instantly texting Love My Family with no spaces to 22828. And I love you guys, and I want to leave you with this thought: to always dream big, always hope big, always believe big, and always create a life of learning, and do it together as a family. So I'm loving your dreams as much as you do, and don't forget to connect with me, and I look forward to chatting with you soon. Okay? I love you guys. Take care.